Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
China, Fa Hui. The years flow by. 16 years of persistently saving people. By a fallen DAFA practitioner in Inner Mongolia, China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I began practicing Falun DAFA in 2005. At the time, I cultivated alone. I never worried about my safety when I clarified the truth during the persecution. For 16 years, rain or shine, I did not stop talking to people about the persecution for a single day. Eliminating human notions. With Master's protection and guidance, I've helped about 10 people to quit the Chinese Communist Party every day. On a good day, the number was over 30. So far, I have helped over 10,000 people quit the CCP. To better clarify the truth, one must study the Fa well. So I paid a lot of attention to Fa study and sending righteous thoughts. I wake up at 3 a.m. every day to do the exercises. Every week, I hold group Fa study in my home. After we read the teachings, we do the exercises and send righteous thoughts at midnight. Some practitioners commented that it felt like it was before the persecution. A mother, her 7-year-old child, my 6-year-old grandchild, and I formed a group that teaches little practitioners. Now the 2 little ones can recite Lu Nyu, and they often go out to clarify the truth with us. At the beginning of 2020, when the CCP virus, COVID-19, began spreading, the city I live in was placed on lockdown. Despite the restrictions, a practitioner was able to deliver posters and pamphlets to my district. The rule at the time was only 1 person in each household could go out to do grocery shopping each day. With Master's protection, I went out to deliver the pamphlets and put up posters every day. There were few people on the streets. I talked to everyone I met, and almost all of them welcomed the facts and quit the CCP. In my home, 4 generations live together. My in-laws are in their 90s, and my grandson is 6. We respect each other and our relationships are harmonious. My mother-in-law fell one day and needed my help to change her diaper and clean up. I made sure that she was always well-fed and clean. In the process of caring for her, many of my attachments were exposed. When she lay in bed and kept asking for me, I became unusually irritated and talked to her with a bad attitude as I couldn't control my temper. Inwardly, I resented the extra work. None of my husband's siblings wanted to take care of their mother. They came once a month to see her, and I had to prepare a big meal to welcome them. I resented that they did not help me take care of their mother. When I talked to a practitioner about my situation, I realized that it was time for me to let go of my notions. The being who felt resentful and held a grudge wasn't the real me. It was the selfish substance in me that I must eliminate. No situation could stop me from doing the 3 things, and no human notion could prevent me from saving people. While my mother-in-law was bedridden, I continued to go out to clarify the truth every day. After sending righteous thoughts in the morning, I finished all the chores and cooked the meals. I made sure she was clean and she had everything she needed. I reminded my father-in-law not to move her. Every day, I had about 2 hours to go out and clarify the truth. At night, nobody went out because of the pandemic. I went into different buildings to put up posters in the hallways. One night, I bumped into a young man who lived across the street from me. I knew that he was a lawyer and that his father worked in a courthouse. For a while, I ran into him almost every time I went out to clarify the truth. My attachments of fear and suspicion surfaced, and I thought that he was following me. My fear and suspicion intensified and stressed me out like a terrible enemy. This went on for 1 month. In order to eliminate my negative thoughts, I increased the length of time I studied the Fa and sent righteous thoughts. I asked Master to strengthen my righteous thoughts. At the same time, I insisted on going out to clarify the truth every night. I had one thought. I came to help Master rectify the Fa and save people. Nothing can stop me. Gradually, my fear disappeared as I continued to tell people the facts. Keep reminding people that Falun Dafa is good. I went to all the local shopping malls and markets in the city to clarify the truth. Many shop owners knew me and befriended me. Every new year, I gave them Falun Dafa calendars and reminded them to remember, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. When the pandemic hit, all the businesses closed, and many people still had not heard the truth. I felt anxious and wanted the businesses to reopen. I was eager to remind them that they would stay safe if they remember that Falun Dafa is good. I also wanted to see if there were new business owners and to introduce Falun Dafa to them. When the pandemic eased, the businesses reopened. I went to the shopping malls I used to go to and gave every shop owner the QR code that allowed them to read information about the persecution and help them quit the CCP. I reminded them that they should tell their family members and friends the true situation, and I asked them to remember, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, during the pandemic, so that they could stay safe as well. Everyone seemed excited to see me. One said, Sister, you brought us good things again. In another shop, I gave everyone a card with the QR code. The owner told me, Sister, we can share one. Give the rest to others. You are so kind and always have us in your thoughts. One thing especially moved me. For 3 years, I kept clarifying the truth to a shop owner. I went there more than 10 times, and eventually, she agreed to quit the CCP. At first, she outright rejected me and said, I am a CCP member, and I don't believe anything you say. Buy what you need or shut up and leave. After that, she avoided talking to me. For a long time, I stopped going to her shop. Last New Year, I went to her shop to give her a calendar. As soon as she saw me, she gave me a warm welcome. Sister, you haven't come to my shop for a long time. I missed you. I told her that I brought her something good. She thanked me. I asked if she wanted to quit the CCP and said, There are so many calamities now. Only quitting the CCP will keep you safe. With a smile on her face, she said, Yes, I'll quit. She then suggested that I also give calendars to the owners of the 2 shops near hers. I'll go and bring them here. She brought the 2 shop owners, and I started to clarify the truth to them. She helped by saying, She's a kind person. You should listen and quit the party. Both of them welcomed the truth and quit the CCP. On my way home, I felt touched. She finally understood the truth after 3 years. Time is so limited, and people are still eagerly waiting for practitioners to save them. We should be patient because these people are heavily brainwashed by the CCP's propaganda. If we don't give up, people with predestined relations will eventually be saved. Every day, I clarify the truth in the markets when I shop for groceries. I talk to everyone I meet, the shop owners and other shoppers. I've helped many quit the CCP. After people quit the CCP, they can still forget the truth about Falun Dafa because they are surrounded by party propaganda. I visit each shop owner 2 or 3 times to remind them Falun Dafa is good. Now all of them know me and that Falun Dafa practitioners are good people. They agreed that Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I went to a supermarket to buy a bag of rice one time, and an old woman followed me around. I knew that Master sent her, and I started to think about how I could tell her the facts. She spoke before I did. How do you cook your rice? I answered her question. When I left the store, she left as well. I quickly called her. Wait, I have something to tell you. The pandemic is scary now. Have you heard about how to stay safe by quitting the CCP? She said she never heard of it and asked me how. I told her that heaven would eliminate the CCP because it persecutes Falun Dafa and has committed numerous crimes. Those who joined the CCP and its affiliated organizations pledged to give their lives to the party. By quitting, one can avoid being eliminated with it. One must nullify the pledge they made to stay safe. She was very happy and asked me to help her quit the Youth League and Young Pioneers. I then told her how I gained perfect health because I practice Falun Dafa, and I gave her a Falun Dafa keepsake. She asked for another one to give to her older sister because she was ill. She didn't want to leave and continued to talk to me and thank me until her husband came to look for her. A few days ago, I went to a market and talked to a corn farmer. He said that he never joined any of the CCP organizations and didn't want the QR code. The second time I went, I praised the quality of his corn, and by doing so, many customers came to his stand. I clarified the truth to the customers. The third time I went to the corn farmer, we became more like friends. He told me that he never joined any CCP organizations. However, this time, he asked me to give him the QR code and a Falun Dafa keepsake, and he was happy to receive them. Recently, business has slowed and the shop owners in the malls have long faces. Using the topics of China's poor economy and the pandemic, it's easy to clarify the truth and get people to quit the CCP. Almost everyone we talk to quit right away. A woman who sells clothes came over to me and patted my shoulder after I told her the facts. She agreed with me and said, "You are truly a good person. How come you are so nice?" She even told me that I didn't have to buy her clothes if I didn't like them. I was able to help dozens of people in that mall quit the party. Many people had adverse reactions after they had the vaccine shots. A friend of mine told me that it felt like his heart was on fire after he was vaccinated. I suggested he recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." His wife and two neighbors were there. I took the opportunity to clarify the truth to them. His wife asked me for a Falun Dafa keepsake and the QR code. She carefully held the keepsake and said, "From now on, I will recite, 'Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good,' every day." I knew that she was sincere and serious. She turned to her husband and told him to practice Falun Dafa with me. Our local truth clarification team. Local practitioners form truth clarification teams to help practitioners conquer their fear of going out to clarify the truth alone. We divided into groups and went to different parts of the city. Each day, we helped dozens, sometimes 100 people, quit the CCP. Many practitioners who were scared to clarify the truth at first slowly became good at it. Now, they can go out on their own. In the process of helping them, I saw many of my own attachments. I was used to working with certain practitioners or by myself. I could clarify the truth wherever we or I went. When I had to team up with more practitioners whom I wasn't familiar with, I had to change and the situation became challenging. I saw that I had a notion, not wanting to be bothered. This notion was exposed when I had to randomly team up with other practitioners. I realized that I shouldn't be choosy when I had to work with practitioners who have never clarified the truth before. After all, we are one entity. An elderly practitioner came with me to clarify the truth one time. I walked fast and she had to speed up and even run a little. I saw that she was wheezing after we climbed some stairs. After I learned that she was in her 80s, I knew that I was selfish and not considerate of her. While working with her, I saw that she had perseverance and had no problem going out even in bad weather. I felt ashamed that I was reluctant to team up with her because she was slow and often interrupted me when I talked to people. I talked to her about it, and she had no problem changing. One snowy day, The elderly practitioner rode her bike quickly to the gathering place. I remember thinking, an ordinary person would never do that. Only a practitioner could. A person in her 80s rode a bike fast on a snowy day, wanting to save people. She moved every practitioner. She joined us every day, and no weather could prevent her from saving people. Something unbelievable happened. One day, I forgot about the time, and when I finished clarifying the truth, I had only 20 minutes to get my grandson. It normally took me over 30 minutes to get home on a bike. That day, I told myself that I could travel through another dimension and Master wouldn't let me be late. I carried a practitioner on my bike and rushed home. When I got home, I looked at my watch, and it only took me 15 minutes. In the past 16 years, I clarified the truth everywhere I went and whenever I could. With Master's protection, I walked steadily and safely on the path of cultivation. I feel blessed that I am Master's disciple. I came for the Fa and to save people. I will not stop saving people and will progress vigorously to carry out my vows and follow Master home. Thank you, Master, for your kind salvation. Please point out anything I've said that's inappropriate.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.